Well, Owen, it looked destined for extra time, that, for quite a period. What did you make of it?
I think latterly, I mean, I felt we'd two great chances to get the first goal in the second period and go and win the game from there. I thought they worked their socks off tonight. I mean, we've made 9 changes tonight. It's a completely different team from what appeared on Saturday. And I thought their energy they got about, they worked really hard. And when you put them together like that, I mean, they're not playing week in, week out together. So, of course, there's a little teething problems here and there. But, as I said, they stuck to their task. They worked hard, had good chances, had some good chances in the first half as well. And just to get that goal in front, I thought Emnes did that, and obviously the keeper makes it, and then Benno's on the and the keeper has another great save from there. So we're disappointed with the goal we lost. I just felt 5 minutes prior to the goal we'd given the ball cheaply and a couple of errors trying to force passes through the central area when the space was in the wide areas all night, and we were getting joy when we went wide and got against them. So I mean, that's certainly a lesson for the younger ones who was the nucleus of the team tonight, that they can learn and kick on from there. So of course, like any game, you want to win, you want to progress in the cup, absolutely, but it was important that we had that freshness as well going into Saturday. That's why we made 9 changes, still believing we could win the game, and I think we did enough to probably shade it. But unfortunately, we've been caught with a sucker punch at the other end.
Yeah, the goal was your own doing in many ways, wasn't it?
It was. We had possession, we've given it away cheaply, and from then Davy makes a good first save. It goes back out of the wide area, and the boys just fire it across, and Woods got on it, and Davy's made another good save. But he's obviously, when he's palmed it, he's then committed to the ground, and fortunately for them and unfortunately for us, it's fell right on Woods' head, and it's found its way in the back of the net. But again, we picked ourselves up and get going again, and one or two chances to get equaliser. I've got to say, for me, it was an absolute stonewall penalty. Emnes cuts it back, Hope Akpan steps onto it, and the boy comes from behind him and catches him. And again, like most of the things tonight, we certainly weren't going to get that decision because we didn't get any prior to it.
In terms of the goals that have gone against you in recent games, Owen, is it familiar and concerning that there's late goals that are really hurting you at this stage?
No, I mean, I think you can't come tonight and judge that game in respect of our championship games, because we made 9 changes. There's a completely different team out there. And that being said, of course, there's an element of that, whatever you want to call it, a lack of concentration in respect of us giving it away. But, I mean, there's no comparison in respect of the games, because, again, you know, on Saturday, although young Scots came into the game and we've lost that goal, they've picked themselves up and went and got another one. So it's all relative, isn't it? So I think tonight, given that we made 9 changes, I thought we worked our socks off tonight. I thought we in periods, dominated the game. You know, I think after about 15 minutes, 20 minutes in, we controlled the rest of that first half and had chances from then to get in front. And then into the second period again, we got a grip of it again, resulting in a couple of very good chances. So again, disappointed, of course, to lose any game. But given how we approached it in respect of what we went with tonight and everything else, I thought they worked very, very hard.
Defensively, injuries, yeah, I bet you've not known anything like it for some time, have you? That you're going into most games and you're losing a defender.
Yeah, well, again, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, when people look at a game and analyse a game, I think you've got to analyse it on its merits and understand that 5 minutes into a game, a young centre-back who hadn't appeared in a first-team game prior to this season comes off injured, and then we bring Ryan Nambi, who I thought did very well as a right back, to come in and play centre half with Darren Lennon, who's a midfielder playing at centre back. So I mean, I think that tells you all you need to go, and you're away from home at Leeds United and everything that goes with it. So I mean, that's why I say how hard they work, the attitude they're showing. They would accredit themselves, and if anybody was there and seen that and can't see that for what it is, then really that's on them, that's not on me, because it was there for everyone to see how hard they worked, how well they got about it. Young players looking for encouragement, and that's what you need to get behind them, keep encouraging them and take it from there.
You threw down a gauntlet to them yesterday and said, give me the opportunity to pick you again. Have you been encouraged in that respect, that you've seen enough tonight to say, right, well, you really have played yourselves into my plans?
Yeah, I think, all those boys are in the plans anyway. That's why they're at the club. And I think a lot of them get about that tonight. Of course, there's one or two things that players can get better at. That goes without saying. But as I said before, I mean, they're part of the group, it's a tight-knit group, and they showed that tonight, how hard, how they're encouraging each other, getting each other help when they needed it. And again, unfortunate to lose the game, there's no getting away from that.
Wes Brown warmed up, he was part of the travelling party. Any news?
Yeah, I mean, well, Wes, as you know, has been the ongoing process. And again, we'll finish it off tonight, have a chat with him tonight. And, you know, hopefully we'll have some positive news on that tomorrow. But I still need to, obviously, just to finalise everything with him tonight. And again, hopefully, as I said, there's some good news on that front tomorrow. Because I think, as you said, we've certainly not been blessed by luck or injury and everything else. And if we're able to get that over the line, then I think Wes would be a good addition to the squad.
You need him, don't you? Looking at the problems you've had in these areas.
Well, again, we've not been blessed by that. But we don't moan about it, do we? We go on with it, we do it with a smile on our face, and we go and give, look, as we look to give performances we did on Saturday, and that's what we do. You pick yourself up and you dust yourself down and you're getting ready to go. But again, if we get over the line, hopefully Wes can add to what we already have.